This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to remain alert as heavy rainfall is forecast today and tomorrow in different parts of the country. Former Deputy Prime Minister Podel's remand extended by 3 days for money laundering investigation. And UN says 28 civilians killed in Pakistani strikes in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority NDRRMA has urged the public to remain alert and take necessary precautions as heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast in different parts of the country today and tomorrow. The authority has warned of possible flash floods, landslides, riverbank erosion, debris flow and inundation in urban and tarai areas due to increased monsoon activity. It advised people to avoid traveling along flood-prone rivers and streams, while residents in landslide-prone and riverside settlements have been urged to stay vigilant and move to safer locations if necessary. Security agencies, local governments and volunteers have been asked to remain on standby while heavy equipment should be kept ready on vulnerable highways and roads for emergency response. The special court has granted the Department of Money Laundering Investigation an additional 3 days to keep former Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel in custody for investigation in a money laundering case. A bench of judges, Narayan Prasad Podel, Hemanta Rawal and Umesh Koirala issued the order. The court had earlier allowed investigators to detain Podel for 7 days in the same case. According to the court order, this is the second extension of his remand for investigation purposes. Podel, who is also a vice chairperson of the CPN-UML, was arrested in Surkhet on the 22nd of June and brought to Kathmandu. He remains in judicial custody while the investigation continues. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the Special Court against 9 people, including the Acting Chief Administrative Officer of Durgathali Rural Municipality in Bajang, over alleged misuse of funds allocated for a tourism development program. The CIAA said irregularities were found in the construction of the Bhatpali Devata Temple under a program implemented in the fiscal year 2018-19. Of the 4.5 million rupees allocated for the project, the commission has sought recovery of 2.2 million rupees. Those charged include local government officials, technical staff and members of the temple construction committee. The CIAA has also sought imprisonment for the committee's chairperson, secretary and treasurer under the Prevention of Corruption Act. The National Assembly on Monday endorsed a proposal to consider the appropriation bill received from the House of Representatives after Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle tabled it. Responding to lawmakers, the finance minister said taxes on the education, health and electricity sectors are meant to benefit citizens, while the progressive tax on private schools and a higher tax exemption threshold aim to support disadvantaged students and middle-income earners. Meanwhile, members of the National Assembly, the upper house of the federal parliament, have urged the government to prioritize agriculture and create programs to become self-reliant in food grains. Speaking during the zero hour and special time in yesterday's National Assembly meeting, lawmakers urged the government to address the concerns of homeless squatters at a holding center, ensure adequate irrigation water, fertilizers and seed for farmers during the National Paddy Day period, and respond to the demands of protesting farmers in Rajbira seeking the land ownership certificates. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has urged lawmakers to carry out their responsibilities with greater accountability, saying voters and the public are closely monitoring their work, conduct and behavior through various platforms. Addressing the opening session of a two-day orientation program for all 275 members of the House of Representatives at the Federal Parliament Building in Singha Darbar yesterday, Speaker Arial called on lawmakers to learn from past good parliamentary practices and contribute to effective lawmaking. He also encouraged newly elected members to remain studious and embrace technology. Speaker Arial said the orientation program aims to strengthen lawmakers' understanding of parliamentary procedures and improve their performance in the House. He stressed that elected representatives are public figures and must uphold a high standard of responsibility and accountability. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Finance Dr. Swarnim Wagle administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed chairman of the Securities Board of Nepal, SIBON, Gopal Prasad Bhatta, yesterday. Following the oath-taking ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance in Singha Darbar, Minister Wagle instructed the newly appointed SIBON Chief Bhatta to work with integrity to safeguard investors' interest and ensure the security of their investments in the capital market. The cabinet meeting convened on the 19th of June appointed Bhatta as the chief of SIBON. The Lamjung District Administration has suspended night-time vehicular movement along the Besi Sahar Chame Road and the Mid-Hill Highway for at least 2 weeks, effective from today as a precaution against monsoon-related disasters. The decision was taken by the District Security Committee following forecast of heavy rainfall that could trigger landslides and floods. Under the new arrangement, the Besi Sahar Chame Road will remain closed daily from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. while the Mid-Hill Highway will be closed from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. Only essential vehicles will be allowed to operate during the restricted hours. The district administration has appealed for public cooperation, saying the measure is intended to reduce disaster risk during the monsoon season. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 28 civilians were killed and 49 others injured after Pakistan carried out airstrikes and deployed ground troops in Afghanistan's eastern border provinces on Sunday, according to the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. The BBC has quoted the UN mission as saying women and children were among the casualties. Afghanistan's Taliban-led government said the strikes hit civilian homes and condemned the attacks, claiming the death toll was higher. Pakistan said its military targeted militant hideouts in the Afghan provinces of Paktia, Paktika and Kunar, adding that 29 militants were killed in the operation. The strikes came a day after a suicide attack on the headquarters of Pakistan's Sindh Rangers in Karachi killed 3 security personnel. Pakistan has linked the attack to militants operating from Afghanistan, an allegation the Taliban government denies. The latest violence underscores growing tensions between the two neighbors following the collapse of a ceasefire agreed last October. Investigations into the cross-border incidents are continuing. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country today. There is possibility of light to moderate rain and snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki and Lumini provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Similar conditions are expected at many places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Kandaki and Lumbini provinces, including few places in Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Bagmati, Karnali and Sudarpashtim provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at a few places in Madhes province and Kosi, Kandaki and Lumbini provinces. Strong winds are also possible at a few places in the Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki and Lumbini provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges public to remain alert as heavy rainfall is forecast today and tomorrow in different parts of the country. Former Deputy Prime Minister Podel's remand extended by 3 days for money laundering investigation. And UN says 28 civilians killed in Pakistani strikes in Afghanistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.